Hey, what's up, guys? Before we start this week's episode, I just wanted to start before we go into the game. I wanted to talk about Dante had wrote into us a real person, not
oh really,
yeah, not the guy from Devil May Cry.
Sick name, bro.
Yeah, Dante wrote in to contact@nostalgiacast.com, just like you can, and let us know that he beat Gumshoe on a legit NES. If you remember, that was a challenge I issued. I issued that challenge on the Gumshoe episode. He said, hey guys, love the show. I am currently only listening to the episodes for games I've played, but I like the show enough that I'm thinking about getting caught up with some more older games so I can listen to those episodes too. I like this guy. He's pretty smart.
Do it.
And anyway, I just caught the Gumshoe episode, and Mike said he didn't believe anyone could beat Gumshoe legitimately. I happen to have a retro gaming blog where I talk about only those games I've beaten. And I'm willing to plug this blog in the show notes just because I think it's a really cool blog, because here's the thing. Dante's a collector, specifically of NES games, but the whole justification behind buying the NES games is he has to beat them. If he's going to spend the money on collecting these old NES games, he wants to beat them, and so therefore this blog is just essentially like him showing, like, you know, the internet that he's beaten these games. And it's really cool to, like, see these actual photos on, like, a legit NES on a CRT of, like, him beating Gumshoe. And even goes on to further rub it into my face. I haven't listened to your Ghosts and Goblins episode yet, but just in case you challenge the listeners to beat that one twice to get the true ending, see, Dante knows.
Ooh.
Here's my proof for that as well.
Did we challenge?
I don't think I challenged. I just said for the three people that are listening
okay,
to the
right.
podcast
Dante's
that have
one of them.
Beaten.
We did do a lot of grumbling.
Yeah. So yeah, just that's really cool that Dante wrote into us. Thanks so much for writing in. And guys, write in more often because you'll be featured in the very front of the episode. For everybody else who wanted to skip, I'm sure you noticed the other chapter markers by now, so just skip around wherever you like. I think it'd be really funny if you went between me saying, and now it's time for the Essential Games List, and the beginning where I say, and welcome to Nostalgia, because I'm about to say that in 30 seconds. Thanks. Bye.
I'm going to write in.
Put on your black belt. Sharpen your split-second reflexes. Focus your concentration, Karate Champ. And welcome to Nostalgia, a chronological exploration of every NES game released in North America. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Joe.
What is that about, Sean? You're always doing, and I'm Sean.
I said, I'm Sean.
Me. Yeah, that time you didn't.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Now I just sound like I'm really aggressive.
I was just thinking of it again.
What? Guys, you'll have to excuse me. I've been fighting people in a video game called Karate Champ for a while now, so I'm just very aggressive in general.
It's been a weird time since we started playing Karate Champ, hasn't it?
You know, the world is different now because I've played Karate Champ. A Data
Did
East
you play
game.
Karate Champ?
Well, here's the thing.
About
you play,
Karate
you,
Champ.
Yeah, you play Karate Champ if you can. You know, like, I made a reference to this last week when we were talking about an excellent essential game called Gradius. And the thing that was really cool about that is that's a game where, like, you push buttons and things happen.
Like, in a rational,
direction.
Sequence way. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm cracking up. For the record, guys, we don't rehearse these episodes. I hope it doesn't come off that way either.
Does not.
Right. But we don't rehearse these episodes. So sometimes when I'm hearing these guys' thoughts, I realize what they're saying for like the very first time. And like Joe saying in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so good. We'll have to get to that. But guys, let's not jump ahead of ourselves here, okay? Karate Champ is a game that sometimes you'll hit buttons and they'll do things, okay? The idea, though, is it's a two-dimensional fight between karate characters wearing white and red gis, I think is like the proper way to say that. All right. And then there's, you know, basically you got to attack the other person, and the first person to land a touch, like to make a successful strike, is given a point.
Yeah.
And then you have to get...
It stops and resets.
Yeah, stops and resets.
Which is like a real...
Well, yeah, in that way, it's a sports simulator.
In that way, Sean. Don't get too excited, okay? Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, you're ready to say it's a sports game and getting excited.
I'm not.
you know, so that means that there are no health bar, there's no hit points. The only thing you need to do is successfully land a hit. And then you, once you get like enough points, you beat the player, and then you go to another person who looks exactly the same, and then you go to another person right. who's exactly.
But the environments change up quite nice. There's quite a bit of
they're cute, aren't they?
Design in these environments. I think I liked the palm trees and the orange sunset.
My favorite background is the volcano.
Yeah, well, screw the volcano.
The volcano. I don't.
Yeah,
know
there's a. It's Well, like, here's the thing. The volcano's over to the right. It's, like, just kind of, like, out. Like, I don't know if it's a window or if this is just, like... No, you're kind of, like, you're in front of a building, and then there's a volcano in the background. Hmm. Okay, maybe it's not a volcano. Maybe it's Mount Everest. But the idea...
Mount Everest.
Okay, it was a volcano to me, and, of course, that's a throwback to Gradius because Joe hated
I actually was
the volcano.
Going to make a joke about that before I realized that you were making a joke about that. Or
yeah,
is there really
yeah.
a volcano?
Well, making a joke or just being an idiot, you decide. I definitely thought it was a volcano until Sean gave me, like, a... Don't do that. Like, it's not a volcano. Sean, your favorite background?
It was in the first place that you fight, you are sort of on this cliff outcropping that it makes it really uncomfortable. Like, it looks like you can fall off at any moment. But, of course, that's not a feature. And it's probably for the best that you can't fall off. But it looks cool. It's fine. This game is terrible, but it looks fine.
I probably would have jumped off if it was an option.
Yeah, I would have jumped off the cliff.
All right, now that we know our favorite backgrounds, I think we can just jump right into the essential games list. I probably even played the music there for fun. But no, we're not doing that yet. Let's get first impressions if we haven't like led you on enough already. Joe, besides your favorite background, how else did you feel about this game?
So my first match, I tried to change up my moves a little bit. Didn't really do anything, and sometimes, like a lot of the time, if I tried to change the move, I would just kick. I would do a back kick, even though my opponent was in front of me. I couldn't control which direction I was kicking, which is why...
You must have hit the B button.
Yes. B button only kicks backwards.
It only attacks backwards, if you can believe
but
it.
But then, like, the A button sometimes punches, sometimes kicks. I guess it depends on how close you are.
Well, it's also a directional input.
Is it with the direction?
Yeah, they're combo moves in a way.
I don't even think I realized that.
Well,
the thing is though that's a system that just doesn't work.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's supposed to be a directional thing, but it doesn't always guarantee.
No.
For me, it was almost exclusively kicks, which would have been great if I even understood how I was making contact against the other player.
That was my other initial thing was that it I couldn't tell what was determining if I hit them or not.
Apparently, in the manual, if you don't hold the button down long enough, you will just fail your move, and it won't count as anything, or it'll count as a block on their behalf. But all that aside, this game, like whether you learn the rules and learn the moves or not, it doesn't matter because there's no hit detection. I feel like me and the opponent's sprites would just be overlapping for several seconds, and then we'd be facing in opposite directions and hitting and flailing, and nothing would happen. So whether you know what you're supposed to do or not, that's not what's going to happen.
But did you notice that when you were facing in opposite directions, the opponent was able to turn and hit you?
Yeah. Like
the opponent, I mean, I couldn't figure out how to do that.
That's a round kick, Joe.
No, but I'm saying actually he would be facing me, but I would be still my back turned facing the way I was at the beginning.
Oh, and he would be
facing me and just be doing regular punches and kicks.
Well,
and
Joe, in karate, it's disrespectful to turn and face your opponent.
Everyone's back.
But I think
back.
It's also disrespectful to hit your opponent in the back of the head.
Yeah. And I also noticed at one point I just left the menu screen on too long, and you go to the little demo and it plays, you know, the demo plays for you, and the guy in the white gi in the demo also couldn't figure out how to kick in the right direction. Like, several times he was just kicking back. Like, even the guy demoing the game didn't know how to play the game.
You think that's... Wait, hold on. Wait. Do you think that, like, there's a guy that, like,
the
recorded his
screen.
Own play?
The guy, there's a guy on screen.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the demo guy.
Yeah.
And he's kicking.
Okay.
He's kicking in the wrong
direction.
The
guy who's trying to show you, this is what the game could be like, shows you exactly what the game could be like.
Your character,
just as
buggy
as the
computer's controlling it.
Sean, do you have any different first impressions?
I think I turned that into a combination first impression. There.
Okay. My first impressions was, because I, like, should I look at a manual? Like I really just wasn't even sure if I was playing a game or if, like, I was just part of, like, one of those, like, experiences where you're just learning that, like, you know, in life it's better not to fight. Like, it's better to just be the calm one, stay still, like, let your opponent who's bullying you take the match. They win the match, but you win in life, you know?
That's right.
So I went to the manual, and there I found out that there's, like, a billion moves. Like, there's so many different moves because it's, like, which way you move your joystick. If you don't move your joystick at all and you just hit, like, A, if you don't move your joystick and you hit B, or if you hit A and B at the same time, something that, by the way, we haven't seen yet, so that's kind of cool. Like, the idea of hitting two buttons at once to get a move to happen.
In theory.
If it ever worked.
Yeah.
I really thought I was, like, dyslexic because I'm looking at the manual and I'm trying to do these inputs. And still, at best, I'm doing kicks that turn me the other way.
Right. I got AB was roundhouse kick, right? I think that was really the
only AB
one
was
that
round
I,
kick,
that I memorized.
I think some of them have to do with, like, the proximity to the player, to your opponent. So sometimes
the manual doesn't mention that. Just throwing that out there. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, for me,
I guess I'm just prescribing logic where none exists.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes, like, AB though can do, like, A plus B can do other things too, like, you know, like a low punch or something like that if you're, like, squatting down.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can kind of do, like, a below the belt punch, which is weird. I don't think that's allowed in karate either.
And the second time that I, like, the first time I lost, second time I started over and I played, and I just, every single round would take, like, the exact amount of steps forward, one punch, and, like, most of the time that would hit him. Like, there was no reason for me to do anything else but that. And, like, it would hit, like, a little more than half the time, so I won.
It's sad, though, that, like, you know, and they're two different games. This is like a fighting game in a weird way, like how Urban Champion is kind of a fighting game. But, like, Kung Fu, like, that has just almost as many options of, like, what you can do, right? With, like, the high kick, the sweeping kick, the punch, and the punch down below, like the squat punch.
Right. Jump kick.
Yeah, the jump kick, all that stuff. Like, all the different moves. And for the most part, they detect okay.
Yeah, and it feels great.
You know,
too.
And it feels good when you're, like, doing it. Right. It's fast. It's here, it's like, you know, I always just felt like I was one step behind the enemy, even from the very beginning of the game. Like, I just feel like my hits, just either the hitboxes are awful or the hit detection is awful. Like, one of those two things must be true because you can't suck at a game from the very beginning. You know, like you can't, like, you know, the first time you boot up a game and, like, just try it out. You can't just be so awful that, like, it's the equivalent of, like, getting to Super Mario 64 and the first thing you do, right, you get into the courtyard, you don't even enter the castle yet.
Just drown.
You just go to the water. And you drown yourself because Mario doesn't sink. You just go down to the water and drown yourself. You know, like, that would be, like, the equivalent for what this is in Karate Champ. But it happens.
Yeah. I think that let's turn it around a little bit.
Sure, turn it around for me. I have one happy thought about this game.
This game looks all right. We talked about the backgrounds.
Okay, that's my happy thought.
It's got some really good, as far as we've seen so far on the NES, some good, like, voice clips.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah.
I actually didn't mind that. Yeah, I do like that. I forgot all about that, but that was some cool voice synthesis.
It's got some presentational polish.
Oh, yeah, because he says, ready, begin, or something every time. And at first I was impressed until he says that every 1 second.
Yeah. And I think that, and again, this is not giving an excuse for anything in this game, but I think that maybe if they were going for, because they are actually using the rules of, like, competitive karate, as far as I know, to allow the moves to carry a certain weight, maybe that's what we're seeing as just sluggishness I can see where they might have been going with that idea,
right.
But you need the basics of like fundamental spatial play for that to work.
Right. And I think the other thing they need for that to work is a block, because if it's
yeah.
if
there's
it's,
no way to actively
punch
block.
In the face is a point, but there's no way to guard against that. It's just whoever punches
yeah.
first.
It's weird that there's no block.
Well, right. I guess you don't need one if half the moves don't actually
right.
like.
Right, that's true. There was yeah. a lot of times, even my enemy, I thought for sure he had yeah. my opponent. Like this is it's not that serious.
My arch nemesis.
My arch nemesis would just hit me, and it wouldn't work for him either. So I was like, how does it feel now? Like you are the game. You know, like you're the game, and it's not even working out for you.
Did we talk about?
We
I
didn't
just
talk
have
about
my,
anything really.
I have in my notes after I played the first round. Then a flower vase slid into frame and knocked me over.
Yeah,
now I'm
telling.
In a desert. It's literally just like, look out for that flower. Oh, you got hit
wow.
by the flower.
That
like,
is
no warning.
That's poetic.
Now I'm in a desert.
You know what? Doesn't that also happen in Urban Champion? That woman like drops a,
yeah, but
a
that's
flower
like
an, pot.
It's like a hazard.
It's also like in context. Like there's
yeah.
a woman standing out her window.
But what
like.
Happens in this game is you have won. You have won the match. You should be celebrating. Somebody throws a flower pot at you from off screen. I don't know yeah. why they're out yeah. there. You're
you have to,
out
like,
in the middle of nowhere.
It's standard to throw flowers, not,
not
with the pot. Yeah, not with the vase.
And if you dodge the first one, they will throw another.
Keep going. You're supposed to dodge, or you can punch them or kick them.
Do you get extra points?
I guess.
No, you can't punch or kick them.
You can punch and kick them. Yeah,
really?
That's what I was doing.
You were breaking them.
You break them. But it's the same as when you fight the guy. It has to be exactly the right distance away from you, or else it'll hit you.
I just love the idea that like maybe that is something. Like, I mean, Joe, I think you're the only one who's actually done any karate, right?
I mean, yeah.
Well, I won
up,
a match.
No. Sorry.
No, in real life.
Oh,
in real life. Growing up, I did. But no. There were no flower vases.
I like the idea of you being challenged by someone though in real life, and you just considered that like, all right, this is my match.
This is my match. Yeah, I've never did any karate, but someone's like, I challenge you to a sparring match.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
But no. So you're the only one with real karate experience. Has anyone ever thrown a vase at someone?
Nobody's
like,
not to my knowledge, but you know, we were on an amateur level, so.
I'm sorry, Mike just glared at me.
Through the glare, I was trying to like.
Yeah.
No, you were helping ease the tensions. Some people say vase, other people say vase. It's like the same thing. It's vase is like French,
like face.
Yeah, vase is if you're Mike.
No, visage is like
visage.
That's a face.
No. Yeah, what?
Yeah, like your visage.
Yes.
You know, maybe they weren't vases. Maybe they were just two people looking at each other.
That could be. Maybe it was one of those. Okay, Joe, thanks for making me laugh. There's no sound in this game, like other than those voices. Like, there's no music.
Right. Which killed me because in the demo, just the menu music plays, and it's kind of intense. And I'm like, I kind of wish this music was somewhere else in the game. Maybe not during the match, but like
they have like fanfares. Yeah. But like, right? Or am I misremembering that?
No, I'm pretty sure. I guess what I meant, and like I could understand, you know, it's like it's realistic, it's gritty, you know, it's like it's an NES game. It's an NES game. Calm down. Like, just add, I'm saying they need to add something here, okay? We're getting to an underlying problem here, though, too, because, like, you know, for the record, the enemies, there's only one, and it's the same guy in the same outfit, same colored outfit every single time. Like, you know, like, there's no variety really here. Like, yes, the variety is the stages, which we talked about right off the bat, our favorite
the
stages.
Only thing.
Right?
We keep coming back to it.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like we talked about that right off the bat. Everything since then has been downhill and for the most part, pretty bad, right? We're getting to the problem. It's the developer. It's Data East.
Yeah. I think they're what's a modern day equivalent to them right now? Who just makes nothing but terrible games?
Nah, you can't even make that joke, you know, like, like you could insert your own, you know, your own favorite company to talk about, like EA, you know, like it's like not true. Nobody's making games on that level.
True.
Who made Bubsy 3D?
Yeah, them.
You know, like them. Actually, I think they're making a very competent game right now, though, that we got shown at E3. Anyway, that's not the point. Data East, you know, like, the only other game we've seen from them so far is Tag Team Wrestling.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So I remember that one.
Okay, but we're going to see more garbage from them, like, forever. Like, that's just, like, their thing. Their style is just making these games. Like, remember Tag Team Wrestling? The game where, like...
I forget which one it is between that and Muscle.
Well, I mean...
Tag Teams with all
Muscle's like the
right?
chibi-style characters. Tag Team Wrestling was, like, the actual people.
Okay.
And then you would... Worse. Grapple them
it's
and then press
bads.
B. Remember, you would press B like a certain amount of times to select your grapple move. That is, you know, like that level of coherency translates over to Karate Champ in the sense of like how
you think
the controls
it's like
work
a shared
here.
Universe.
It's a shared universe, right? Where the guy from the guys from Tag Team Wrestling abandoned wrestling and moved on to karate.
No, just become the ref there or whatever you call that.
Okay,
the judge.
I was gonna say that that's gonna be hard to explain the shared Data East universe because the next game that's coming from them is Burger Time.
Why can't you? Okay,
yeah, there's
burgers
and karate
in this universe.
And wrestling in our universe.
I don't think you guys have played Burger Time yet. Like, it's really it's like giant burgers being assembled is like that the theme of
Cloudy
that game.
With a Chance of Meatballs.
I'm looking forward to it.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. I'd rather play the NES Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs that doesn't exist, but I'd rather play that game than this one. I'm not a fan.
No.
All right. Any stray thoughts, guys?
I thought the pause sound was very intense. Like, it was... I'm serious.
All right, that's a note. I have that written down. Like, that's how much there is to talk
Joe
about.
Joe takes the best notes, and one day we'll just scan them all and, like, release them in a PDF.
No, it was... I can't trying to remember how it went. It was, like, very, very intense.
I don't know.
You don't even remember how it went, though?
I can't.
I don't even think I even paused in this game.
It was like very like, you paused like, it. You paused
did you realize you paused? Like,
I feel like a lot of NES games had that same like, da-da-da.
Right, which I forgot to talk about in our last episode of Gradius, but the pause sound was very familiar to me, which I think was one of those ones that you guys... We're just going to talk about Gradius
I love. No, it's not funny that you're talking about Gradius here, because, I mean, I'd love to get to talk about Gradius. It's funny that you have secretly, like, it was one thing to talk about the pause menu sound in this specific game, but you've been thinking about pause menu sounds in other games, too. You're like, well, you know, like, this one actually is really good compared to other ones, because some of the other ones are, like... familiar and sounds similar. This was very
and that's
different.
The essential games list. Now let's move on to the pause sounds.
All right, Joe.
It's Joe's pause sound
you
corner.
You guys know how this works. We look at pause sounds not by 1986 standards, but by how games pause today.
All right, and Chris, play it now. anyway.
Yeah, people are like, Chris? Who's that? That's our audio engineer guy. I have one stray thought. It's not a thought I ever had, just something, you know, in
someone
my research that I noticed. Data East got a lawsuit against them for this game by Epyx, E-P-Y-X. E-P-Y-X Epyx alleged copyright infringement on Data East for its game World Karate Championship. Okay, they said that the games were too similar, okay?
I wouldn't brag about that.
That's like
I wouldn't
the judge,
want to call that
the attention. Judge actually kind of says something similar, okay? It goes to the Ninth Circuit Court, and then basically what the judge says is that the typical purchaser of these games would not find them substantially similar. Like, they're just not, like, yeah, they might be named similarly, but, like, a purchaser would be able to understand that, like, one is playable and the other one, the demo doesn't even
think that's
well,
that
I mean,
meant.
All jokes aside, like, that actually probably establishes a lot of precedent when it comes to, like games of a certain genre, wouldn't it?
I think that's, like, maybe why, like, certain, you know, like, mobile games are able to just, like, basically, like, call themselves as similar as they can
like,
to other things.
Exactly, like, any, like, what do they call them? Like, lineup threes? Or
like, Grand Theft Mobile,
that,
you know? Like,
yeah.
like, instead of Grand Theft Auto or, like, you know, Grand Theft Moto.
Well, but not even just in that overt sense of just obviously trying to get you to misclick on something.
Sure.
But even games that have very similar mechanics like Candy Crush and whatever else is out there like that.
I think most of those, though, that I think of is like, oh, wow, that game exists, too. It's like, turns out that they're all owned by those guys. Like, you have, like, Candy Crush, and then you also have, like, some Soda Saga game or something like that.
Yeah.
But, like, they're the same.
You know what I mean.
Has both.
You know what I mean.
No, no, no. You know what? I don't know what anybody means anymore. Champ has entered my life. And I don't feel like a champion playing this game.
Can we go home?
We can go home after we do the Essential Games List. All right, guys, it's the Essential Games List. I vote no.
Since we were talking about my notes.
I also vote no.
Okay. Since we were talking about my notes, I just want to say, I wrote this in my notes, and I didn't have any, like, context to it. I just wrote, I'm starting to feel like I've had enough. And that's it. I didn't say, like, at this
were
point.
You, what?
I was just,
it like 3 a.m.? Like, are you drunk?
It was pretty late. But I was just like, I'm looking at this now. I'm like, I didn't even say why. I just want the audience to know that I'm starting to feel like I've had enough. Not essential.
Thank you, Joe. But you forgot to mention to the audience that right above that, it says day 43.
Itchy. Tasty.
I'll elaborate on my no a little bit here. The reason why I voted no on this game is because generally for me, for a game to be considered essential, you have to, like, have a sense of, like, gameplay and, like, player choice and, like, you know, correspondence to expectations versus reality. And when I hit the punch button, I'm expecting a punch. And when the if the punch does come out like it's supposed to, which could happen. If it hits the prior, if it hits the other person in the face, I'm expecting that to be a hit. But if it doesn't detect that that's a hit, and then my opponent does immediately the same thing, and it hits me, and he gets a point, well, he's just a jackass. You know, like, yeah. That's not fun.
Or like one of you said earlier, you, like, stand, like, overlapping each other for a while and just, like, both punch for a while
and
nothing
happens. I want everyone to understand that that wasn't just, like, an anecdote of how Mike viewed this game or just his experience, and it may be different for you. That is how every match goes, and that is just how every match will go. As it were before, so it will be again.
Time is a flat circle.
Time is a flat circle.
And speaking of time, that's all the time we have for this episode of Nestalgia. Join us next time for the best of 1986 Five. Party. Joe would like to call it 1985, but we're on 1986 now, guys.
Every time.
You know, what's something cool about this? I'm sure you guys have seen the Best of 1985 episode. It's, like, weird that we're already doing Best of 86. These aren't going to come up as often after a while, but I think even 87 comes up fast, too. But
fast-ish, there's 52 games.
Yeah. I just mean, like, fast-ish compared to, like, 88, right, which then gets, like, 100-plus games. But what's fun about these is, like, you know, we really get to do, like, a retrospective on the entire thing. So even if you listen to every single episode that we've done so far and you think, well, I've heard all the games of 86, I don't need to do the recap, it's really just, like, a fun episode where we really look at all the games together, like, synonymously, and think about, like, you know, what is, like,
the word.
Yeah, what is the word there?
Synonymously?
Synonymously, right? Like,
I don't know.
Synonymous?
I don't know what you're even trying to say.
Yeah, synonymously. Like, if something's synonymous with something else, it's like, it's a synonym. It's...
Yeah.
Oh.
Like
it's
you
a
know,
synonym.
Like,
it's,
how all the
they're
games
interchangeable.
Go together.
Cinnamon? Yes.
Cinnamon, yeah, I guess.
But you, yeah, I think you...
Synonymously, like...
Synonymously. We don't have to...
No, I'm not even saying that you're mispronouncing it. I'm just, like, all the games together synonymously. That's that's the... What do you know? What
I don't know
trying
if,
to say?
If that does, I don't know if that context makes sense. I don't know. It's all the games synonymously. If you mean like they're interchangeable or they're like,
no, I don't mean interchangeable. I mean like we're talking about them all at once. Like we're talking
that
about
might
that
work. Collectively. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like collectively.
That might work.
Because I don't think that's synonymous.
All right. Fair enough. Guys, now that you've joined us for a journey on the dictionary,
look it up and let us know.
Yeah, look it up. Let me know your thoughts.
Oh, are we recording through
that? The way you let me know your thoughts on whether I was right or Sean was right, or maybe there are no winners in a game like Karate Champ, you could let us know by going to contact@nostalgiacast.com. You just email us right there. That's the email address. And you say, like, hey, Mike, you know what? Actually, I'm really sick and tired of listening to your episodes. They're really poorly thought out. You guys don't really say much. You ramble on for a while. But if Joe could send me a text every week with his thoughts about the pause sound for each game, I would gladly listen to that. Maybe Joe will do an article about his favorite
that sounds
pause
like a
sounds.
Good idea.
Because we do articles on NostalgiaCast.com. We also do like in-depth reviews of every single game, and that's also where the show notes live. But you know all this by now because you're a loyal fan who hit the subscribe button.
Hit that subscribe button.
On their podcast app or wherever they listen to it, or if you want me to personally email you a download link every single time you want to hear this, I'll do it. Just email me, please. I'm very lonely. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday, you know, in the regular crowd. Yeah. Is it? No, that's not how this Billy Joel song goes. Anyway, that's the point of the episode. We'll get to the best of 1986 episode next week. So join us then. Ciao.
Ciao, baby.
And I'm Joe.